Atheism is foolishness. It is, in fact, irrational. And the person who maintains it is irrational.
D. James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
Today on Truths That Transform, you will see how climate change alarmism is being used to take away your freedom.
The real problem is that in the name of social justice, what's being done is actual injustice.
And you will discover how it's really socialism that is driving the engine of this so-called climate justice movement.
The Green New Deal is to bring the government more in control of the economy. It is a backdoor to socialism.
We expose the Marxist climate agenda, one that's gaining steam in the Congress, on today's Truths That Transform. Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. There is a growing cohort of highly vocal socialists in the United States Congress, and many Americans, especially younger ones, increasingly endorse socialism. The consequences of this move towards the theories of Karl Marx are legion, including stifling religious, economic, and social freedom. Nowhere do we see this demonstrated more clearly than in the so-called green movement. Climate change and the alarmism surrounding it are now being used to advocate everything from banning plastic straws to draconian taxes and regulations that would cripple America. On today's program, we expose the Marxist agenda behind the so-called climate justice movement. You will see why atheism, the underlying principle of Marxism, is the religion of fools. And we will share with you some powerful tools for combating it. As we begin, our own Dr. Jerry Newcomb takes a look inside today's climate alarmism to see what it's really all about.
We've all heard about the recent riots in France, but what has sparked them? French President Macron is trying to fight climate change, and therefore he's imposing high taxes on the use of fossil fuel. These protests are against these prohibitive tax increases, all geared toward promoting so-called green justice. And yet we have prominent socialists in America calling for similar types of measures for this country.
You're talking about zero carbon emissions, no use of fossil fuels within 12 years?
That is the goal. It's ambitious. And
how is that possible? You're talking about everybody having to drive an electric car?
It's going to require a lot of rapid change that we don't even conceive as possible right now.
The Green New Deal is to bring the government more in control of the economy. It is a backdoor to socialism.
In light of the Marxist agenda at the root of climate change alarmism, it has been likened to a watermelon, green on the outside, red on the inside.
What's wrong with socialism? Socialism may be well-intended, but it has never worked in any country that has been tried. Capitalism, the free market system, is what provides consistently the most opportunity, the most economic growth of any economic system, because it is in sync with man's God-given nature. You know, we were designed to be free and be creative. Capitalism allows people's freedom to be used creatively.
One of the most prominent climate scientists in the climate change movement, Dr. Mike Hume, said that in a world that is dominated by capitalism, climate change or global warming is a handy thing to come along because it can become the basis, the rationale for our pursuing a different political vision.
But we're told repeatedly that catastrophic man-made climate change is settled science. So we just have to deal with it as it is.
Well, it's settled for those who want a particular political outcome. But those who want to pursue science and the facts of science, of course, need to hear from all sides. You can't get to a good understanding without the facts.
One of the biggest lie, blatant lie in the media, is that there's only a few fringe scientists that don't agree that we're seeing, you know, serious, dangerous, man-made global warming, climate change. I know so many scientists personally, world-class scientists, world-class meteorologists, which would be one of the main fields, that do not agree with this stuff. I look at Al Gore's movie as a comedy movie for meteorologists. It's that serious. The flaws are that serious with some of the stuff they say.
Much of the Green New Deal seems to revolve around reducing carbon emissions. Carbon emissions are ongoing and a natural function of nature. As a matter of fact, volcanoes emit more carbon emissions than all of the industrialized world together.
What folks want us to do to fight global warming, which is essentially to turn away from fossil fuels, is going to diminish economic growth. It will prolong poverty. And the best protection you have against any kind of weather emergency.
Helping the poor is often the reason touted to fight alleged catastrophic man-made climate change. Critics note that this is ironic because free enterprise and capitalism provide better tools and means of energy to help the down and out in third world countries. For example, millions of women are at risk because they cook on open fires in or just outside their huts.
The smoke from that kills 2 to 4 million people a year, according to the World Health Organization, most of them women and young children. She desperately needs to replace that primitive energy system with a modern energy system in which electricity comes to her home so that she can not just cook her food and heat her hut, but also refrigerate some food so it doesn't spoil. And the climate change alarmist movement demanding that we move away from fossil fuels is essentially saying we have to trap people like that in that poverty for generations to come. I just think that that's morally unconscionable.
Dr. Cal Beisner of the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation further points out that even if all the nations spent $70 to $140 trillion to fight against climate change, the best outcome would slightly reduce the Earth's temperature by less than 1 degree centigrade. Indeed, socialism brings a high price tag with catastrophic results.
The biblical worldview tells us that when God finished creating the heavens and the earth and everything in the earth, he looked at it and behold, it was very good. Now that includes the climate system.
Climate alarmism is based more on ideology than on science. The environmental movement has long maintained that human beings are an intruder on the planet and are harmful to the earth just by being here. That's why the climate alarmist's so-called Green New Deal goes hand in hand with Marxism. Both are atheistic to the core, whether their proponents realize it or not. Dr. D. James Kennedy knew this, and I'm joined now by his daughter, my very good friend, Jennifer Kennedy Cassidy. Jennifer, your dad knew that denying God ultimately affected every aspect of life, didn't he?
He did, Frank. As a student of the scriptures, he knew that the denial of God had consequences that spread in every direction. It's a clear historical fact that Karl Marx is the father of socialism and that he formulated his economic theory from strictly atheistic principles. Nobody seriously disputes that. In the words of his disciple Vladimir Lenin, quote, "Atheism is a natural and inseparable part of Marxism of the theory and practice of scientific socialism," unquote. Whether or not they know it, those who today promote socialism are furthering an atheistic theory that is wildly at odds with the way God actually created the universe. And yet, atheism is a religion of its own. Not only that, but as my father said, it is the religion of fools. What a thing to say. Find out why he made that bold statement in this portion of his important message, Atheism, the Religion of Fools.
The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Now, for Christians and those who believe the scriptures to be the word of God, that should be completely sufficient. If God has declared it, there is an end to it. And God, who knows the human heart and mind, having created both, declares that those who say there is no God are fools. Atheism is foolishness. It is, in fact, irrational. And the person who maintains it is irrational. Now, that would be indeed a blow to the atheists who indeed pride themselves on their rationality and their philosophical objectivity. But I believe it is beyond controversy. Why is that? Why is atheism irrational? Well, obviously, atheism is a negative coming from the word theism, or from theos, God, with the negative prefix a, the Greek equivalent to our un, as in uncola. No God is what atheism means, and therefore it is saying there is nothing in all of the universe which is a God. Now, that is what is known in logic as a universal negative. To say that there is no God anywhere in the universe or beyond, I would have to be virtually omniscient. Therefore, since no one can maintain a universal negative rationally, since it violates the laws of logic, it is irrational. And all those who maintain it are irrational. And if you are maintaining irrational things, my friend, you're a fool, just as God's word says. So not only has God declared it to be folly, and reason confirms it, but thirdly, experience demonstrates it all too clearly. Now, the 19th century gave birth to the 20th century, which has come to be known as the century of atheism. And what has it produced? In the age of atheism, under the atheistic philosophies of Nazism and communism, experts tell us that 170 million of people were butchered. As one has said, that just as the ideas of the wretched Rousseau, that unbeliever, were applied in a modern 20th century setting by Pol Pot in the genocide of Cambodia, which killed half the people of that land, so also the Darwin and Nietzsche were beacons to Hitler. It was Hitler that looked to Nietzsche and to Darwin for his views. It was a very small step from Nietzsche's Superman to Hitler's super race. And the views of that atheist led to the deaths of more than 40 million of people. Ideas have consequences, my friend. And Marx was midwife to Stalin and Mao Zedong, who between the two of them killed over 100 million people. Yes, indeed, the folly of an idea that can destroy so many.
As Dr. Kennedy shared, atheism is completely illogical, but it's also extremely dangerous, as the atheistic followers of Marx and Darwin have vividly demonstrated over the past century. Governments in the throes of atheistic philosophies have killed more than 100 million of their own citizens since the early 20th century. And now there's a wave of young Marxists in the Congress intent on increasing government power and control over every facet of our lives in service of what they now call climate justice. Dr. E. Calvin Beisner of the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation is the foremost evangelical expert on environmental issues. I talked with him recently about how the so-called green justice movement of the left actually violates God's law and harms the very people it claims to benefit. Cal, there's a lot of talk these days about social justice. Is that the same thing as the kind of biblical justice that God describes?
You know, you could wish it were. I mean, wouldn't it be great if social justice meant simply justice applied to everybody, no exceptions? You know, there aren't any people who are abused, and there aren't any people who get away with abusing, right? That'd be great. And if that's what social justice meant, we could all go home and be happy, right? Unfortunately, the concept of social justice really was coined, or the phrase was coined in the late 19th century, largely in the progressive movement that was borrowing from Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels. Mm-hmm. And essentially, social justice, rarely carefully defined, basically means using the coercive power of government to achieve some greater approximation of equality for everybody than whatever we might have, no matter whether you've got a society where income inequality is very small or where income inequality is very great. Right. We're never satisfied. It's got to be a little more equal. In the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation, we're particularly concerned about the notion that fighting global warming is a matter of justice. We're going to do justice to the poor of this world because climate change is going to hurt them more than anybody else. Well, the actual reality of it is this. Climate has very little to do with human well-being, but poverty is immensely important to human well-being. And the reality is that, for example, the Paris Climate Agreement that was worked out in the end of 2015, and President Trump has taken the United States out of it, but most of the nations of the world are still in it. Even according to the supporters of that, full implementation of that would reduce global average temperature at the year 2100 by 0.3 degrees Fahrenheit. That's too little to make any difference to any ecosystem. At the cost of, even according to their own data, at a cost of $70 to $140 trillion. Trillion, you know, big T there, right? That's $23.3 to $46.6 trillion per 0.1 degree Fahrenheit reduction in global average temperature. That's just absurd. And what could we do with that money instead? Purified drinking water, sewage sanitation, electricity for homes where now people use wood and dry dung as their primary cooking and heating fuels. Medical care, infectious disease control, nutrition supplements, all of these things would have far greater impact in raising the poor out of poverty than 0.3 degree difference in global temperature.
Not to mention that if you just leave that money where it is and don't tax it in the first place, there's economic development, there's innovation,
exactly.
There's technology, there are ways to do things to help the poor that wouldn't exist otherwise.
Exactly, and that's precisely why I'm concerned about these things. And the real problem is that in the name of social justice, what's being done is actual injustice. And so we need to help the society to understand what real justice is according to the Bible, as distinct from this notion of social justice.
That's the dirty little secret of the environmental movement, isn't it? The poor bear the brunt of the cost of the changes that they want to see happen.
Yeah, that's true. And it's especially ironic in that they are so fond of the term eco-justice. And the reality is that what they pursue as eco-justice tends to harm the poor by reducing economic development, by preventing the poor from being able to take advantage of the kinds of technologies that have lifted billions of people in the West out of poverty already. Right. It is its own form of oppression.
Cal, thanks so much for being with us. Great to
have you,
Frank.
Here. God bless you. Thank you.
Let's be honest. These calls for justice when it comes to climate issues are really nothing more than a call for socialism. It's no accident that America and the free enterprise system are consistently portrayed by environmentalists as the enemy, even though the United States actually ranks highly among nations on the Environmental Performance Index. The goal is not so-called climate justice, which is no justice at all. The goal is control by elites of every facet of life. That's how socialism works. And this is just the latest attempt by the followers of Karl Marx to impose their philosophy on America. You, your children, and your grandchildren need to understand how this strategy is playing out and how to counter it. We have developed a valuable new resource that will help you do that. It's our brand new book just off the presses called The Coming Socialist Wave: Biblical Answers to Socialist Lies. This important and practical book uncovers the lies of socialism and counters them with biblical truth. The lofty promises of socialism are luring a new generation, with the majority of millennials now preferring socialism to the free enterprise system. A deep biblical and historical ignorance in America has prepared the way for such flawed thinking. This new book, The Coming Socialist Wave: Biblical Answers to Socialist Lies, helps to correct that. And we will send it to you as our thanks for your generous donation to the ongoing work of this ministry. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. And if you are able to give a generous donation of $50 or more, we will also include a new DVD we've just produced called What's Wrong with Socialism? Socialism promises goodies for all, but never delivers. In reality, socialism is out of step with the immutable laws of economics and with the Bible. And you'll see how in this new DVD, featuring interviews with Brigitte Gabriel, Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, and many more, as well as documentary features on the growing plague of socialism, especially among younger Americans, and how we can stop it. This book, The Coming Socialist Wave: Biblical Answers to Socialist Lies, as well as the DVD, What's Wrong with Socialism, are yours as our thanks for your donation of $50 or more to help us continue broadcasting biblical truth on issues like this, as we stand for truth and defend your freedom. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free, 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org. The Bible declares the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That's from Psalm 24. But is God's creation now in trouble because of man-made global warming? Well, the new socialists say yes. And they call for dramatically increasing taxes and enacting draconian regulations to ensure what they now call green justice. Chuck Todd, the moderator of NBC's Meet the Press, recently said, "We're not going to debate climate change, the existence of it. The Earth is getting hotter, and human activity is a major cause, period. We're not going to give time to climate deniers. The science is settled, even if political opinion is not." Well, as you can see, Chuck has his mind made up and doesn't want to be confused with the facts. Neither does columnist Ellen Goodman, who has said global warming deniers are now on par with Holocaust deniers. It reminds one of the preacher looking over his sermon notes who wrote in the margin, "Weak point, pound on pulpit." Whenever you hear rhetoric this heated, pardon the pun, you can bet there's more at stake. Usually it's about money or power or both. And that's certainly the case here. Dr. Roy Spencer, a climatologist and former NASA scientist, notes that journalists like Chuck Todd are notoriously underinformed on science issues. The question is not whether some warming of the planet exists and whether human activity contributes to that, but rather what the effect of that change will be and how much the left's draconian policies would reverse it. Spencer and a number of other climatologists say that the catastrophic predictions of the likes of Al Gore are not based upon known, established, and quantified scientific principles. And as Dr. Cal Beisner of the Cornwall Alliance has noted, even if the full agenda of the climate alarmists is implemented, it would result only in a reduction of global temperatures amounting to 3/10 of 1 degree by the year 2100, at a cost of as much as $100 trillion. Clearly, this climate alarmist agenda is less about fixing a problem as it is about giving power to leftist elites to control ever more aspects of our lives. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Truths That Transform. I'm Frank Wright. We'll see you next time.
Next week on Truths That Transform.
Very few people actually ever hear the truth about what God has to say about this matter of economics.
Socialism has not been successful in Nordic countries, and by large, Nordic countries have spent 30 years moving away from socialism.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.